This is GQDN for February 6th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you get Quest worthy. Just saying. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, we're going to be talking about sports tomorrow night. Yep. And some other things going on. And of course, by our good friends at stackup.org. In today's news, we got some free games for this month. Baldur's Gate 3 could be getting a TV series. And the PlayStation Store is getting a little bit easier. We'll begin today with World of Warcraft and other Blizzard games. Well, mainly World of Warcraft, because BlizzardWatch.com did say that there are some things coming for the World of Warcraft this year. And the roadmap was given for the World of Warcraft game, but it did not include anything about the player housing and what they're calling it, house transmog. But Blizzard is working on some housing content, and that's where the devs did commit some strict timelines for releasing it. While Blizzard did mention a housing-specific roadmap in their interview with PC Gamer. So what's going to be there? Well, there are going to be more ways to showcase some cosmetic collections. Some mass select items could move or rotate them, and you can copy and paste items from your groups of items. Import and export codes to share items, groups, and items, rooms, or even the entire homes. Co-ownership of homes, letting players own and decorate their own homes together. Guild halls, which will have some community spaces. I say community. You're a great community. Plenty of new decor, and that will drop from the midnight raids. Interior and exterior budgets will be going up. New renown levels for housing that will add some new rooms and features. Some new neighborhood areas. Not anytime soon, but they are working on it. And maybe you can create a basement. Sounds cool. But maybe not as cool as if you had a Nintendo Switch. My Nintendo News did say that the Nintendo support now has a page for a Wii remote for the Nintendo Switch 2. Now, they did publish the page for a unspecified Wii remote for Switch 2. But there's also some GameCube games on the Nintendo Classic service. So what my Nintendo News is saying that the Wii games might be next up for the console. And this could just be the feature of the planning of the support page. But there was no details regarding the unannounced decision. But that's okay, because Nintendo was doing some talking in other places. Mainly, they're looking to offset the memory prices. Via GamesRadar.com, Nintendo Switch 2 may be under some mass production to try to offset those prices. Now, the president, Shintaro Furuka, did a Q&A after the latest financial results. And that's where he was talking about the prices that could be going on for Switch 2. So, with the ongoing memory shortage, it has indeed been the topic in the tech world because of the AI and RAM prices. And that did cause Valve to delay the Steam Machine due to those shortages. And Sony and Nintendo had to acknowledge the changes that are coming because of those shortages, because they're causing the prices to go up. And that's where the president of Nintendo did step in and say, quote, "The current rise in memory prices is happening at a pace that exceeds our expectations. In general, the profitability of hardware tends to improve with the economics of scale, and we want to continue to reduce costs as much as possible through mass production of the Nintendo Switch 2 hardware," end quote. Now, he was also saying that they were looking at the profitability on the global basis, but there were some factors, quote, "such as fluctuations in exchange rates, but looking at the global picture, we have traditionally tried to avoid situations where individual units are sold at a loss as much as possible, end quote. So how could they control the price? We'll keep our eyes on that one. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the PlayStation Store will get a new feature. So the Sony storefront's web version, PlayStation, was removed because, well, who knows? But it was removed, the ability to view the game's images on the web store. And that was forcing players to look up games that they weren't familiar with on other sites. Now, the videos and trailers are now available on the console store and on the PlayStation app. And we're not quite sure, well, PlayStation Lifestyle was not quite sure on why it was removed in the first place. Now, the game trailers are not on the PlayStation Store website. They are on your PlayStation in the app. But that be that. So if you want to see what's going on, any new games coming, and there's going to be some new ones this year for your PlayStation, you can go check that out. Doom the Dark Ages could be there too. We'll get to that in a minute. Because if you want to play games, you might want to need some headphones. But I don't think you want them this size. According to PC Gamer, JLab has made some really huge set of headphones that will function as a gigantic Bluetooth speaker, which can be worn around the neck or placed on a table. And we're talking about the XL speaker headphones. And the product does have a lot of photos with models holding up those headphones. Right now, you can get that at JLab.com for $100. Keep in mind that they do provide some codes there if you want some money off. But, or you want a discount. But, like I said before, Doom the Dark Ages is now 67% off thanks to the 35th anniversary celebration via PC Gamer. ID Software did reboot Doom, and for that, it is now on sale. But that's not the only Doom game that's on sale. The original Doom game is $4. Doom Eternal is $8. So Doom, your Doom, is on sale. Yeah, I had to say it. Or maybe we're all doomed. Because Baldur's Gate 3 just might be going to HBO. Yeah, it's getting the TV treatment via Eurogamer.com. And Eurogamer does think that it's going to be a separate storyline from the game. Because the developers are not collaborating with HBO at all. Or at least for now. And that's because Larian Studios is moving away from Baldur's Gate 3. But will they be doing that with HBO? That's very curious. We'll see if it makes the cutting room floor. A lot of these games did. If you have Amazon Prime, Polygon.com did say that there are 20 free games this month. And here come the dates. If they're available now, they're available now. Tiny Tina's Wonderlands on the Epic Games Store. Dread Templar, the Amazon game app. Ex-Guardian, Epic Games Store, February 12th. If I don't say the dates, then they're out now. Around the World, traveled to Brazil's Collector's Edition, Legacy Games, for February 12th. Ambition, A Minute in Power, it's on GOG, February 19th. Captain Blood, on GOG, February 19th. Meganoid, on GOG, February 19th. Robo Galaxy Outlaw, GOG, February 26th. Total War Atelia, Epic Games Store, February 26th. Tavern Walk, Amazon Games App, February 26th. Now, the Amazon Prime members will be able to stream some other editions or additional games. That will include Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, The Order of Giants DLC, Alan Wake 2, Just Shapes and Beats, Destiny Universe, Rims Racing, Time on Frog Island, Valfarious, Worms Crazy Wolf, Disney Plans, Ukulele, and The Impossible Lair, End Zone, World Apart. If you're interested, those are free games. In this economy, take what we can get, right? Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge, because this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. twitch.tv/DawnForge, 6 p.m. We'll see you there. Until then, go play some video games, people.